Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to talk about snow in Chinese. We have Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
Hey, Xiaolan, 你好。
I love snow, do you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, and you get lots of snow in England?
No. Sadly not.
Yeah, we don't get snow in Taiwan. So the first time I saw snow was when I was already 22.
Wow, and what was your feeling?
White and
yeah.
Cold. And in a way, not that cold because it was not wet.
Yeah.
That was quite dry and quite pleasant. And then, of course, I did all stupid things and like a child.
Throwing snowballs?
Yeah, everything.
Sledging?
Yeah, everything. Then very quickly, I went down into skiing because that's the best way to appreciate snow.
Yes.
Yeah. So the way to say snow, 雪.
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 It's a third tone, so we need to make an effort. Down, up, 雪.
雪.
And if we do it the second tone, a bit ambiguous, that means to learn, 雪.
That's right.
Yeah. So, 雪.
雪.
And then when we say, okay, it's snowing, we just need to add the verb in front of snow. We say 下.
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 下 means to go down. So it means snow falling. So 下雪.
下雪.
下雪 means it's snowing.
下雪.
Yeah. And then the third tone is quite hard to pronounce. Mm. But sometimes if you want to make sure there's no ambiguity, make an effort and make it longer and then really, really sound a bit angry. 下雪.
下雪.
That's it. So it's snowing. 下雪了.
下雪了.
And 了 here is like a suffix in the end of the sentence to emphasize, yeah, it's happening that way. Or yes. It has happened. 下雪了.
下雪了.
下雪了. So in Taiwan, we have 286 mountains over 3,000 meters.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So occasionally, even if we are in a subtropical area on the planet, sometimes we get snowflakes. And because people like me, we never saw snow.
Yeah.
So that caused huge traffic jam. Everybody, they drop off whatever they are doing. They drop off their work and school. And then, and then they just all queue up and drive up to the mountain road because the mountain road is not really designed for a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So, people, they queue up for hours just to see the snow coming down. And very often, yeah, that probably will go on for a couple of hours. And then with a few centimeters deep and then very quickly melted. So that's a like an annual chaos we get several times a year. Yeah, if you are really smart, just don't even try because you will never have a chance to see it.
Right. So it's a special event then. People enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. It's in the news, like, for example. And the news was more about the snowing and also 下雪了.
Yeah.
Or about traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is sort of nuance we have in Taiwan. And of course, China is on a different story. It's a vast country.
Mm.
And then snow is very common. I remember when I went to Beijing, it was a huge snow all the time in wintertime.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the whole city is covered with the snow. And then, of course, many parts of China, snow is common.
Yeah, I remember playing a concert in Inner Mongolia.
Yeah.
In the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the snow there is just so deep.
Okay, so 下雪, a couple of things we can learn about 下雪. For example, if we really want to say white snow, we say 白雪.
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 Yeah, 白 is white.
Yep.
And then 雪 is the snow. So white snow is a common Chinese expression. And then in English, you had a person, she was quite famous, called Snow White.
Yeah,
Snow White, we also call her 白雪.
Oh, okay. So literal
白雪.
Translation.
Yeah, so her name is 白雪.
白雪.
Mm-hmm. And then when you want to say something is so white, white is a absolute white color.
Yep.
To describe something which is so white, then you say 雪白.
雪白.
Yeah, 雪白. 雪, again, is the snow.
Yeah.
And white is the color. So snowy white, that means the real white color.
Mm.
雪白.
雪白.
And then 雪白, where do you use 雪白? Actually, funny enough, people describe someone's skin tone.
Really?
A fair skin. 雪白.
Oh, okay. So snowy skin.
Yeah, snowy color. Skin. And then, yeah, by Western culture, you probably think this person is a bit ill, a bit pale, a bit sick. But then in Chinese culture, they take that as a compliment. When you say, oh, someone's skin is 雪白, they think, oh, wow, the person has beautiful, fair skin.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and then they have to buy a lot of skin products to make it happen. Yeah, it's a really cultural perception, very different cultural perception. Yep. And of course, it's stereotype. Nowadays, you can have any skin color you want, and you can either have the natural skin tone, or you can use the makeup, or use the enhancer to make it browned, to make it even darker or even lighter. And this is really the sense of beauty, sometimes a fashion as well.
Yep. It's really business as well, isn't it, as culture, because the companies that make the browning cream and the whitening cream, it's the same company.
So it is the same company. Clever. And then, it just depends on the mood today. I'm going to wear a little bit browns and I'm going to maybe to make it whiter in the skin. I think it's probably easier using makeup than to bleach it because that will take a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So 雪白, that means very white, but we use that for to describe skin tone.
雪白.
Okay. Snowman. 雪人.
雪人.
Yeah. 雪 is a snow. And 人 is person. So snowman. 雪人.
雪人.
And then to say sledge.
Yeah.
We say 雪橇.
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 Snowboard. 雪板.
雪板.
板 is the board or the plank. Mm. So the little wooden plank or plastic plank. 雪板.
雪板.
Yeah, that's a snowboard. And to say ski, we say 滑雪.
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 滑 is to glide, and to glide on the snow, 滑雪.
滑雪. That's a lovely description.
Yeah, it is.
I wish I could glide on the snow.
Everybody can.
Yeah.
You just don't know when you hit the ground and the bottom.
Yeah, how hard it'll be.
Exactly, exactly. Some people, they do night skiing.
Oh my goodness.
And that's scary.
Actually, I've tried it.
Okay. There are two types of night skiing.
Yeah.
One is more civilized. They have all the lights, which is great for sports grounds, and it's really bright. Mm-hmm. It's like a daytime.
Yeah.
So that's a very civilized version of
that's
night
what I've
skiing.
Tried. Yeah.
Okay. And another type of night skiing, I refuse to do it. You are basically in the dark.
Oh
and,
my goodness.
And then also between the trees.
Really?
So you either have to be very good or very lucky.
Probably both.
Probably both, yeah. So, no, I don't do that. 夜间滑雪.
夜间滑雪.
Yeah. 夜间滑雪. 夜 is the night and 间 is the space. And 夜间 together means the night time.
Yep.
So, 夜间滑雪.
夜间滑雪.
Yeah, I don't do it. Okay, and I would encourage not to do it unless it's well lit.
I think that's a good move.
Yeah. Okay, snowball. 雪球.
雪球.
Yeah, 雪 is snow. 球 is the ball. So, 雪球.
雪球.
Yeah, 雪球. And then when we use the verb, we say 丢.
丢.
丢 is the to throw something. 丢雪球.
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 Yeah. Oh, there's a mountain in Taiwan. We call 雪山.
Oh, yeah, snow mountain.
Snow mountain.
雪山.
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 山 is the mountain or the hill. So 雪山 is the snow mountain.
雪山.
雪山. Okay.
Great.
Right. So thank you so much, Jessie, for joining us. Today we talk about snow. 雪. To say the snow is falling. 下雪了. To say skiing. 滑雪. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and join us tomorrow for more Talk Chinesey. Bye, bye Jessie.
Bye-bye.